frustrating knowing that, you know, a couple plays that turn the tide. How do you snap and clear from a game like that?
Yeah, obviously those mistakes can happen. I got to be better. Take care of the ball. Obviously, you know, it's the name of the game. You know, like I said, I got to be better there and watch the film back tomorrow and see what I can do better. But, I mean, you know, that was definitely the turning point in the game.
On the interception, the first play, was there any thought when there was some confusion on fourth and one? Looked like you were trying to get Pryor outside to maybe just take a timeout and regroup and kind of and get things reset, or was it?
You never know. Obviously, you know, we just got him out there and got him lined up, and then I just got to make a smarter decision, just eat it there. Obviously, you know, they did a good job covering it all up, so just don't do anything that, you know, will result in a touchdown for them, and I did that, so that just can't happen.
Second straight game, the receivers have kind of struggled to get separation. What are you seeing that's just the passing game isn't having production, especially down the field?
I wouldn't necessarily say that, just because they were playing a lot of, you know, just zone and dropping, you know, quite a few guys. So it's tough to get open sometimes in that. But I think we did a good job of finding the holes in the zone. You know, we just got to be, you know, more efficient whenever it comes down to it and find ways to move the ball.
You wouldn't be here if you weren't a competitor. And I know you have a baseball background. You've been a quarterback, a shortstop, a guy in the spotlight. In a game like this, so is it difficult to wipe away those mistakes, as important as that is?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you have no choice but to wipe them away and go back out there and try to find a way to put points on the board. But, you know, obviously, you know, it's, you know, right as soon as it happens, you know, you messed up, but you can't let it eat at you, and you just got to find a way to move on.
You obviously weren't here last year, neither was Jared Bartlett. You're watching game film all week. How much was having Jared Bartlett in that locker room with kind of what to expect? Because this was a game last year where Cincinnati really got physically dominated.
Yeah, obviously, you know, Jared was a huge help. You know, he played with a lot of those guys last year, but obviously, you know, you got a different coach calling it and a bunch of different players out there still. So it's tough as far as, like, you know, if he didn't know exactly what they were going to do or not. But, you know, he was definitely able to help, like, personnel-wise, stuff like that.
14 carries a day. Was that a product of just that kind of high coverage safety looks and just a lot of stuff just keeping things in front of you guys?
Yeah. You know, sometimes whenever everything's kind of covered up just because of the shell of the defense, you just got to try to make something happen. And, you know, that's what it is. Obviously, you know, you had a couple design quarterback runs in there, but, you know, really just, you know, trying to extend plays and make something happen.
The split moments before, right when you're getting tackled on those plays where you maybe get stripped or you throw the ball and then it gets intercepted, is it just a split second? I'm just trying to make a play in your head when you're thinking of that. Is there anything going through your head, or is it just it all happens so fast it's hard to say?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the fumble, the first fumble, I just got to tuck it away. You know, obviously he did a good job of reaching back and knocking it out. The interception was one of those, just trying to do too much, and, you know, you end up doing something that, you know, you're going to regret. But and then the last one, I was trying to throw it away over Royer's head, but end up getting hit. So it is what it is, but I just got to move on and learn from it.
Speaking of Joe Royer, obviously just four targets today, four catches. Was West Virginia doing something that really kind of took him out of the picture there?
I don't really know. You know, like I've said a couple times now, they're just dropping back and, you know, trying to keep everything in front of them. But even then, you know, we got to find a way to get him the ball. He's a really good player, so we just got to find ways that we can get him the ball.
What do you like the most about the resiliency on this team, both over the course of the season since the Pitt game and, you know, in this game itself, that shows you that you've got one or two or three wins left in you?
Yeah. You know, I can promise you one thing, this team's not going to quit. You know, we're going to come right back to it tomorrow and you know, correct the mistakes and learn and grow from it and do it all again next week and try and go get a win. You know, anything can happen in this league. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we were down big and we found a way to, you know, scratch and claw back. And, you know, I think that speaks to the resilience of this team, like you said. But we just got to find a way to finish it and close the door.
Evan Pryor had the 80-yard touchdown today. Talk about his ability to just break out those explosive plays.
Yeah. Anytime he touches the ball, there's a good chance that it's going to go the distance. But also want to shout out Xavier for that big-time block that he made to free up Evan down the sideline too. So, you know, I think, you know, we're always, you know, there's always times where you're going to stall out, you know, pretty much offenses around the country. But we just got to find a way to keep it going throughout the game, man, because we do have a bunch of talent on this offense and we can put up a lot of points.
In the last two games, we've seen you guys down big in the second half, but you guys battle back and give yourselves a chance to tie or win the game. What do you think is the next step towards completing the comeback or not getting in those big deficits in the second half?
Yeah, like I just said, you know, just being more consistent throughout the game, and then, you know, also just, I mean, it sounds simple, but just don't get stopped whenever, you know, we go score twice and then you get stopped or you have a turnover that results in a touchdown for them. Like, that just can't happen if you want to win the game. So just find ways to keep moving the chains and go finish that drive and finish the game.